All right, give Wisconsin credit for. I thought they played really well in stretches, and we didn't really have an answer for Iverson or Happ. We just didn't. So, first of all, give them credit. Obviously, our guys battled and fought. Thought the crowd was unbelievable. Our crowd was outstanding. The energy they provided. So, as a coach, I certainly wish I would have been able to help these guys get through and win on senior day for a variety of reasons. But we'll find a way to move forward.
Chris, you were very clear on Friday about the offensive struggles that you're going through and just where your roster is right now, especially with Caleb out. Against the backdrop of that and against everything the last 2.5 games have shown, when you get offense like you did in the last 5-6 minutes, what does that tell you about this team, and why were you able to see some guys flip some switches that they've not been able to recently?
You know, I think in some cases, and you see it sometimes, you know, backs are to the wall, and you know, in some ways there's a, you know, there's more of a freedom you play with. I thought full court pressure created some opportunities for us, but that was more to try to eliminate them from just rolling it into Happ. You know, I just thought, you know, what I said was, you know, we were just going to roll with our two seniors, really, two of our three seniors, and kind of see where that took us. And I thought those guys spearheaded our comeback in a lot of ways.
When you talk about your backs being against the wall and seeing what you guys have, did you learn something about some guys tonight, or is there anything new about this team that you think you might have discovered tonight?
No, I think this group has had great spirit. And I was really disappointed with how we came out in the second half, and I made that clear in the timeout. I just was really disappointed with our body language. And some of that was our youth, and some of that was just, I don't know. But man, did they show some serious guts there in the second half. And, you know, it's hard in the midst of a game when you're fighting and you just you can't get over the hump, you can't make a shot. Those first 4 minutes, again, for us were difficult, and you got to fight that frustration. And it's hard when, you know, when you've either struggled individually or you struggled collectively, and we've got some guys that are struggling. But you know, at some point, you know, this game requires you to kind of have some courage and cut loose and play, and I just thought our guys did a great job of that.
Chris, do you know moving forward, whether or not if your team needs it, that you'll be able to get on the microphone no matter what arena you're playing in?
I did that because the official came to me and said, hey, could you help us with them throwing stuff on the floor? So I said, if you're asking me to get on the microphone, I certainly will. But man, I just, you know, this team, you know, you go through a couple games where you get beat up quite a bit, and you know, it's like when you're at home, and we didn't give them a great reason there for a while to really. And Wisconsin played a big role in that. We just didn't give them enough of a reason to get loud. But it's like they were just kind of wrapping their arms around their guys, knowing that we had some guys struggle, and it was the difference for sure.
And then, so when that happens, I'm just wondering, is it more encouraging that you guys have been beat up a little bit and you were able to summon that at the end against a really good team? Or is it frustrating that you're like, where has this been? Like, why haven't we had this sort of sense of urgency knowing the position we've been in the last couple of games?
You know, I probably a little bit of both, but I do think it does take a little bit to find your way when you pull a guy out of the lineup that has played such an important role on your team. Like, I don't know that that's an immediate thing. And that's right. I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, no one's feeling sorry for us, nor should they. I just think that's a little bit of an adjustment. And, you know, I, you know, contrary to maybe what other people thought, I thought we showed some fight at Northwestern. I did not think that at Purdue. I did not. But I thought we did at Northwestern, particularly in the second half. I really did. I left that watching saying, hey, we showed a little spirit. I did not think that at all at Purdue. But I thought it was a little bit it was better against Northwestern. And then I thought today, being at home and having some energy behind you helped us.
Chris, you talked about Caleb, but he's still a little bit the elephant in the room in terms of moving forward. Will he be back for the next game, if you know that? And two, how do you prepare him? I'm sitting there tonight watching this game, thinking what's going through his mind. Mm-hmm. He's 18, 19-year-old kid, but there's still consequences.
Yeah.
I mean, his actions have affected things.
Yeah.
What are those conversations like, without giving too much detail? And how's the team reacting to this? Because human nature is, if he'd have been here, if.
Sure, absolutely. He's a good player, really good player. And a big part of what we're doing and what we've done. And I think is, you know, it's very rare when you have a player who's a sophomore who's, you know, in a lot of ways, your most integral player on both ends. But it you know, and that's, I think probably that's a lesson for all of us, in the sense that hard to be that dependent on one particular person. I think moving forward, I think that's a lesson. You know, injuries happen. I think the conversations have been frequent. They've been honest. He is a young man that is always. He's a young man that looks you in the eye and listens to you, and hears what you say. I love coaching the kid. But those conversations have been honest and direct, and within our team and one-on-one, and you know, they'll remain private.
Is the plan to have him back next game?
You know, we'll address that here moving forward. We'll address that moving forward when we have an actual answer I can give you.
CJ, 22 points, 5-1 assist to turnover ratio just from him today. What did you see that you liked out of him?
I thought he was playing really aggressive. That's why I went to him late. I just thought he was playing aggressive and pretty confident. I know he banked in one, but I thought he was playing aggressive and confident, got to the rim, got to the foul line, attacked in transition. That had been a big emphasis for us. Thought he was active, thought he played like a guy who really, really cared at a high level, which is what your seniors do on senior day. And, man, I would have loved. He had a pretty clean look there. On the dribble up three, I would have loved for that to go down. But I'm sure he's frustrated with his free throws. But the fact that he got to the line 11 times is pretty good.
I'm just wondering, when Keyshawn intercepted that at the end of regulation and threw it up, what were you thinking? Did you think there's a chance it was
on? It looked right on line. I mean, it was 2 feet maybe away from at least hitting the rim. It looked pretty good from my standpoint. And, you know, we were debating on whether to put somebody on the ball or not. And I'm always a guy on the ball in those situations, always. But you notice in Purdue last year, we had a guy on the ball. But we had Kate on the ball, and we had Caleb back. So it's a little different this year. So that's why we tried to put an extra defender in the backcourt or in the front court.
Chris, I'm sorry to belabor the point, but I think there's a teleconference tomorrow. You're going to be available probably Tuesday or Wednesday. When do you expect to have an answer on Caleb that we'll know?
I would expect, and then what's the next? When are we getting together here again?
Tuesday or Wednesday.
Okay, I think I'll have something for you by then. Okay. I would expect by Tuesday we'll have something for sure.
Okay. When you guys left year after Iowa, it just felt like it was inevitable that you guys were going to the tournament. You didn't want to talk about it good or bad at any point, but what have the last 3 games since that suspension, the losses that you mentioned, what have they been like for you? Where it seemed like there was so much optimism after that one night,
yeah.
And it's completely, other than the second half rally, it just felt like it's been completely different for you guys.
It's been really hard. Yeah, it's been really hard. I mean, losing's brutal. It's miserable. I mean, it's it's, you know, it's miserable. So, you know, you don't sleep, you don't eat. You're trying to find a way to you're searching for answers in some ways. But, you know, listen, as I've maintained, we got a choice in this whole deal, and the choice is to complain about the circumstances or, you know, what's happened, or just to kind of control our daily attitude and our approach to each day and how aggressive we're being at approaching that day, and to embrace the fact that while we were in great position, and I don't follow it enough to know where we're at now, but the reality is we've certainly got something to play for, and that needs to be our approach. I just think, as much as anything, in light of all this, you know, I've just tried to eliminate those kind of following all that, just again, because it can wear you down. You know, the reality is, like, we just have to find a way to play well. And we did that for stretches against a good team. We really did. And we're going to have to figure out a way to do that more and longer and see where that takes us. And if it – listen, if we're not good enough, we're not good enough. You know, we'll – but we're going to fight like hell to get there.
Okay.
Lori, do you have one last one?
I was just wondering, you guys missed the first 13 shots the other night, the first 11 tonight, or just – your offensive woes being magnified at the beginning of the game, or are guys taking time to get adjustments? Is it a function of not having a starting five that has been able to gel all year? I mean, what's happening at the start of games with that cold shooting?
I think two pretty good defenses that we played in the last two games. Really last three games, but last two games for sure. So give them credit. I don't think it's, you know, I don't think it's all on us. You know, they're obviously doing some things. We had some really good looks. And that's the thing, as a coach, you're trying to do is get really good looks. Like, we had some shots right around the basket. Layups, and we had some pretty clean open threes. You know, we just missed them. And our message to our guys was, the quality of our shot, we just need to control the quality of our shot and be aggressive with that. And I thought, we did. We had a stretch in the second half where some of our young guys didn't quite understand that. But that's all we can control is the quality of our shot. And, I think perhaps the lineup change has affected that. I'm sure it has. But, we got good looks, and we'll knock them down.
Be sure and subscribe to the Buckeye Extra podcast in the iTunes Store, the Google Play Store, or on Stitcher.